Vocabulary with Comments, Lesson 20, Demonstrative and Reflexive Pronouns, and some Second Declension Nouns. All right, here are the pronouns. Allelon means of one another. And it doesn't, that's how you always see it, of one another. And there are lots of these in the New Testament. Love one another, serve one another, be kind to one another. So allelon means of one another. Akenos, a, ah. Now the a and the ah there, those are the masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. It's a 2-1-2 pronoun. Akenos, akene, akena. It means that. In the plural, it will mean those. This is the far demonstrative. See that over there? See those over there? Akenos. Look at all the forms and notice there are 24, but we're cool with that. It's the case, number, and gender so that it always matches whatever it's standing in for or pointing to. Akenos, a, ah, means that. Now, these reflexive pronouns of myself, of yourself, of himself, herself, itself, if you look at those, you'll recognize some patterns. So, emautu, ace, that means of myself, e, emautu. Seautu is of yourself, second person. So, emautu became seautu, of yourself. And then the third person became heautu. Of himself, herself, or itself. All right. Emas, eme, emon. Is this the possessive pronoun? My or mine. Emas, eme, emon. Masculine, feminine, and neuter forms there. And then hostis, hatis, hati are kind of interesting. It means whoever, whichever, whatever. And if you take a look at that word, you'll realize it's a combination of two words. Hos, well, that's the relative pronoun. And then tis is the indefinite pronoun. So hostis, hatis, hati means whoever, whichever, whatever. Hutas, haute, tuta. Well, that's the near demonstrative pronoun. Singular would be this, plural, these. This man, these men are teaching us Greek, okay? So, houtas, haute, tuta. And you'll have that rough breathing and accent mark, and they're really pretty easy to recognize if you'll just take a look at that chart, and if you know your article, and you know those that 2-1-2 pattern, these are a piece of cake. These, got it? These near demonstrative pronouns are a piece of cake. Houtas, haute, tuta. Those are the masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. And then toi utas, toi aute, toi uton means such. And then the second declension nouns are nice and straightforward. Here we go. Thronos, u, ha, means throne. Like, so just like Greek and English, thronos, throne. Hematian, u, ta, means garment. And that one's not like anything in English. Hematian. U, ta, means garment. And just as a little reminder, hopefully when I say u, ta, you know exactly what I'm doing. The u tells you that it's second declension. The ta tells you that it's neuter. Hematian, u, ta, means garment. And then kairos, u, ha, means time. Kairos, u, ha, means time. Karpas, u, ha, means fruit. Karpas, u, ha, means fruit. And hopefully, again, you hear that ha, it's masculine. You hear that u, it's a genitive. That's the genitive form that tells you it follows second declension. Karpas, karpu, karpo, karpon, karpoi, karpon, karpois, karpus. And hopefully you could just do that in your mind. Laos, u, ha, means people. I always think of Laotians for some reason, and I don't know if there's any connection at all, but Laos, u, ha, means people. And then finally, lithos, u, ha, means stone. A monolith is a geographical feature consisting of a massive stone or rock. A mona, that makes sense, like alone, lith, stone, monolith. Lithos, ou, ha, in Greek means stone.